Project Sapient is a podcast meant to engage our brothers and sisters in law enforcement and military communities in conversations that we all know we need to have. All opinions you'll hear are our own, are protected by our First Amendment of the United States Constitution, and in no way reflect or are meant to reflect the opinion of any specific agency, officer, or service member. Some opinions may be controversial. Listener discretion is advised. Enjoy.
Hello, hello, hello.
What is up, everybody?
Project Sapient, midweek roll call. Mm-hmm. Hopefully everyone's having a good week leading up to the midweek. As the midweek, we always say it's the Mondayest Wednesday ever. Yeah. So first, let's give a shout out to our supporters. We got Havoc Journal, Gym Junkies, Live Boston 617, Vector Shields. Thank you very much for the support and all our listeners.
Much love.
Thousands of listeners across the world now.
It's actually really surprising.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of weird looking at the map and you see some countries
I gotta
that
be
you
honest
never
with
thought
you.
Of.
I thought at one point that you were like on a VPN fucking with me.
Why?
Like, you would go on a VPN in, like, Afghanistan and fucking listen to it. And you're like, I'm going to show him.
Right, yeah, we got, like, five listeners now in Saudi Arabia, so I don't know what's going on. I don't speak Arabic.
Is there a listener at the Pyramid of Giza?
Yeah, I know, right? So, I mean, well, yeah, tons of listeners everywhere, so much appreciate. So, this week's attaboy we're going to give out to that incredible rescue that Phoenix PD did. This was an officer-involved shooting occurred January 9th of 2021. So Phoenix PD were responding to a 911 call, reports of a man fighting with a woman at a hotel.
You get those calls a million times.
A million times. Calls report that the man was now shooting at people while holding a baby.
You get those calls a tenth of the millions of times.
Yeah, that's when shit goes, you're like, oh shit. Yep. Just went really bad. Officers arrived within a minute of 911, and I believe we have a video of it, right, from Phoenix PD. Video. Yeah, so we're going to do it kind of different this week. It's a video's about, what, 5 minutes long?
Right.
So we might interject here and there, but if you listen, and then if you go on YouTube, look at Phoenix PD's YouTube channel.
I'll put it on the episode
okay.
list. I'll
All
put
right.
it on
yeah,
there.
That way they can watch it.
It's
yeah.
Phoenix. It's the property of Phoenix Police. So it's right there. It's for everybody. It's public information. And that's why, I mean, we're not trying to disrespect it, but we're just kind of Monday morning quarterback it, so to speak, in a good way. You know what I mean? So Phoenix Police, you want me to just start playing it?
Yeah, start playing it.
Critical incident briefing.
Hello, I'm Sergeant Mercedes Fortune of the Phoenix Police Department Public Affairs Bureau. The information, audio, video, and pictures you're about to see are intended to provide details, as we currently understand them, of an officer-involved shooting that occurred the afternoon of January 9th, 2021. This video may contain strong language as well as graphic images, which could be disturbing to some people.
Everybody use the bathroom
before
this happens.
Your discretion is advised. Yes. This incident started at approximately 3:15 p.m. when 911 callers reported a man fighting with a woman at a hotel in the area of 7th Avenue and Van Buren Street. The callers also reported that a man was shooting at people and holding a baby hostage. Here is the first 911 call from the hotel manager.
We've got an irate guest of another guest here. Chasing, running around with a gun here. We need somebody. He's beating up on his old lady.
The second 911 call was from a woman who reported her husband had taken her baby and was shooting a gun.
Van Buren!
Phoenix,
hurry up!
Where is your emergency?
Van Buren, hurry up! Van Buren, 7th Avenue, my husband just took my baby. He has a gun. He's loaded. He took the baby. He's trying to kill him. He's shooting fire! He's shooting fire! Van, hurry up! He's trying to shoot him!
Whoa.
So talk about like the ultimate in witnesses.
Yeah.
The victim
herself.
Veracity, right? Like, oh my God.
You know, like talk about the difference in the tone between the two callers.
Yeah, I know.
You know, first one, irate. What did he say? Customer on a customer or something?
Something.
He described it something weird. And then all of a sudden you get the victim calling. I mean, unreal.
He's trying to shoot. He's going to kill people. He has my baby.
Yeah.
Like, she's, for a victim, she's pretty clear, too.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird.
Well, that's you know, Mama Bear.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
so
yeah.
They get into that intense mode.
People, he's on 7th Avenue. He's on 7th Avenue, Van Buren. He's shooting guns. He got my son. He stole my son.
As a suspect walked out of the hotel and onto Van Buren Street traffic, 911 callers saw the man holding a driver at gunpoint. This caller was in line at a nearby business.
Phoenix 911, what is the address of your emergency?
I'm on 7th Avenue and Grand McDonald's in the drive-thru, and there's this black man that stopped a white car, and he has a gun, and he has a baby in his arms.
It's a great, great witnesses.
Pointing the gun at somebody?
Yes, he's pointing at the gun at some. I guess somebody's in the white car. He stopped the white car in the street, and he has a baby in his arms, and he has a gun.
They're in the drive-thru. He's standing outside of a car holding a baby and pointing the gun at somebody?
Yes, he is shooting. He's shooting right now.
Here's a video from a nearby camera which shows a suspect walking out onto Van Buren Street and shooting his gun while holding the baby as officers were arriving.
And the video clearly shows him shooting.
Oh my, yeah.
He's shooting a car and driving by. Like, what
intense.
The?
Officers arrived within a minute of the 911 calls and saw the suspect armed and shooting a gun. He was holding the baby. Officers told the suspect to drop the gun and he refused.
Oh, hey!
One shot.
Drop the gun!
Wow.
Drop the gun, dude!
So talk about the pickle that you're in.
Hear the officer's breathing.
Yeah.
Hear that.
Yeah.
That intense, you know, that intense, you can hear it in their voice.
Instant. Like the second that he gets out, I mean, he drew down real quick.
Yeah.
Guy pops off around.
Yeah.
Officer doesn't fire back. Why? Because?
Baby. In the arms. I mean, that's a dangerous.
Talk about restraint.
Situation. Yeah.
That's some warrior mindset right there.
Yeah.
Let's keep going.
He has a kid hostage right now. He has a gun. He has made one gunshot already.
Excellent communication.
We need more units.
Absolutely.
Block off all traffic. Got a black male with a child. Dude, put the kid down, man. Stop.
Two other officers arrived to help.
Setting up a triangle, basically.
Yeah.
An officer armed with a city-issued rifle shot at the suspect when he saw the suspect point the gun at the baby and others.
Did you see how...
How so, quickly he was.
Well, he was quick, but he gets out.
And he's fixing.
He's fixing right on the door.
Yep.
He's using, wow, this is some great tactics, man.
That's a sniper scope he's got on that rifle.
So probably a 308, huh?
Yeah. No, it's an AR.
It
looks like, I mean, could be wrong, but it could be a Vortex scope that he's got on there or some type of scope.
It's a Vortex? I know those.
Listen, I'm the super cop.
Oh, yeah, right? That's right. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Hold on. Yeah. Let's see what happens.
The view of the officer's camera is obstructed due to the door frame.
One shot ended the threat.
The suspect was injured, and officers immediately ran to the baby and the driver of the white vehicle to move them to safety.
Wow, look at that. Scramble.
Hold on. No, fuck it. Get the kid.
Yes.
Get it, buddy. Come on, bud.
Oh, my God.
I got the kid.
Oof. So I'm like 50-50 on that, right? Because...
Yeah.
I probably would have done the same thing. Fuck you, I'm getting the kid.
Yeah.
Maybe he saw things that we didn't see or the other officers didn't see. Like, maybe the threat's still there. Maybe,
yeah.
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, body cam is shaky. You know, you can't really tell all that much. I'm
not in any way saying he did anything wrong.
Oh, no. Great job on I mean, priority of life, right? You know, in terms of hostage rescue.
Yeah.
Your priority is the hostage when it comes to that, to those types of scenarios. So, I mean, that shot he took from 30 yards, I believe it was 30 yards, from what I've read in the interwebs and
on the Google machine
and it was a great, I mean, single shot, got the suspect, ended the threat, saved the baby, saved the mom. I mean, outstanding job. Talk about, as soon as the officer, you can tell the officer, as soon as he stepped out of that vehicle and mounted that rifle, he was already in his head, I'm about to take a shot.
Right.
That mindset was there. Like,
but
I have to save that baby's life.
Being in that fucking situation where he's holding the baby up as a fucking shield, coward.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? He's holding the baby up as a shield. Now you know from 30 yards out, your target's about an inch.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
If your offset is bad in any way,
You can see he was either manipulating the windage or doing something like quick calculation in his head.
On the spot.
On the spot. You know, clearly that's a lot of training. That's a lot of dedication. Yes. That's a lot of time on the range to have that confidence to be able to take that type of shot. Now, you know, I know, you know, some Call of Duty types are going to say, oh, it was only 30 yards. I've taken a shot at 600, whatever. Okay.
I'll do that enough. With my eyes closed.
Yeah, enough's enough. Yeah, yeah. Stop.
Without the SPR.
Wow, you're on a tear tonight, dude.
But no,
I mean, dude, here's the thing. In another week, I'm going to be flying out to Phoenix. And if anybody can reach out to us, projectsapien2020@gmail.com, I'd love to give that officer one of our t-shirts.
Do we have any more left?
Yeah, I got some.
You do?
Oh, yeah, I got some. Plenty to go around. So if anyone can reach out to that, to me on projectsapien@gmail.com, I'd love to give the officer a t-shirt and a huge shout out to him or her. Actually, it was a him, right?
Yeah.
The officer, yeah.
He's assigned to the Mountain View Precinct.
Oh, okay. All right. So we'll narrow that
down.
And
he's a new officer, too, almost 4 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. So,
kudos, man.
Wow. Talk about... My God.
Did you see the way they grabbed the baby too?
Yeah, grabbed it right from the pants.
The pants,
like the pants or whatever.
Or the shirt.
Shirt, and just took the kid out of there.
Preservation of life.
Part of the job.
Like, imagine if he, I mean, this guy was clearly intent on killing somebody or something, right?
Yeah, I mean, shooting at passing cars and just whatever happened, whatever snapped with this guy. I mean, clearly something happened and it needed to be dealt with because that baby was the most important thing.
But look. Even under all that stress, everybody did everything right.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Like, they even tried to de-escalate.
Wait a minute. Did they call a social worker?
Yeah.
did they call... oh, my God.
But
the social worker wasn't there.
I am educated. They definitely could have done a lot better with de-escalating.
Yeah.
No, these guys got out. They stood their ground. They took the territory,
yes,
right?
Yes, they did.
They owned the real estate.
Yes,
they didn't
did.
Let this guy, the way the cruisers had come up,
yep.
They got out. They issued commands.
Yep.
They were great commands.
Yep.
They maintained their composure. They gave out information over the air. Like, the communication was excellent.
No, it was.
You know these guys train.
Yeah. Yeah. These guys.
Constantly.
Absolutely. These guys are their top notch at that department. You know, they're the workers.
Anybody knows them? What would we say? Mountain View Precinct?
Yeah, all four cops, actually. I'll give all four of those cops that made that rescue.
Phoenix PD?
Yeah.
I want to reach out to them anyway, but let's see. If anybody knows, projectsapien2020@gmail.com.
Send it out.
So, guys, that was our midweek attaboy, our midweek roll call. Iman, you picked some really good stuff to go over, man.
It's the thing is, though, the information's out there.
Right.
And big media loves to snuff this shit as quickly as possible because, you know, we're evil and we're Vikings.
Yeah, you suck.
Yeah, exactly. So, a lot more attaboys are going to be coming. Folks, keep doing the job. Y'all are doing awesome out there. And be safe, be sapient. We love you.
We'll talk to you. Bye.